Yeah, check it out.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And hope everyone's having a great Pride long weekend. And hope you've been enjoying some of the coverage that we've had here at CITR. And I would wish everyone a very safe and happy, fun weekend. And what you just heard was an artist that's going to be playing as part of the Lip Vancouver Queer Pride Show that's happening at Redgate tomorrow night. And that was an artist named X/O. And you can check it out at soundcloud.com/X-O-XIO. And if you do a search for Lip Vancouver, you can find out more info. And once again, that's tomorrow night happening at the Redgate. Lots of other stuff to check out tomorrow night, too, at the show. It's a pretty stacked lineup tomorrow night. And after that, we're going to hear another artist that's playing as part of the Pride Weekend shows. And that's the Pride at Redgate that's playing on the Sunday, August 4th. And that's going to feature Devourers. You can hear something from the Devourers album called Iconoclast. You can hear the title track of that, and as well, you can hear from other artists such as The Trolls, Kylie V, and numerous others. And once again, that's Pride at Redgate happening this Sunday at 9 p.m. And let me see, I'm not sure what the cost is. I think it's 10 to 15 what you can pay. And yeah, so should be a really, really great fun and a really great show this weekend. And costume and glitter are encouraged, but not required. So we're going to hear something from Devourers, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is brand new stuff from Devourers. This track is called Iconoclast.
Consuming the world.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Devourers with a track called Iconoclast, which is also the name of the release. Check it out at devourers.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's going to be an artist that's playing at the Sunday night for the Pride at Redgate show. And hope everyone's doing pretty good this weekend. Really nice weather out there, and hopefully you're getting out to check out some of the Pride festivities happening across town. So I decided to do a sort of a short segment on a few artists to feature on this Pride Week show. And I decided to feature a couple of Indigenous LGBTQIA 2S artists. And you're going to hear something from Zibawan, who is, I do believe, out of Toronto and identifies as a two-spirit artist, I do believe. And based out of Toronto, and as Anishinaabe from Wikwamkwong. Sorry, I'm pronouncing that quite terribly. But anyways, Zibawan Rivers has some really great music out, and you can check it out at soundcloud.com/Zibawan. That's Zibiwan. And you're going to hear a track off of it, off something called Whispers, I do believe, is the name of the track. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Jeremy Dutcher's older song called Honor Song that came out in 2017. And I'm not sure if this is on the Polaris Prize winning album. I'm going to have to check a bit more. Could go under a different name. But anyways, this came out in 2017, and it, his Polaris Prize winning album came out in 2017. So anyways, we're going to hear, and also Jeremy Dutcher identifies as a two-spirit artist, and is based out of Fredericton, and he is an Algonquin First Nation from Wolastoq. I'm probably pronouncing that quite terribly, but anyways, you can hear something from Jeremy Dutcher, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Zibawan. This track is called Whispers. Thank you.
31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Thank you. Did you know that Canada has its own empress? And Vancouver has an empress too. This is Glenn Tkach, creator of the Really Gay History Tour. And right now, I'm standing outside the fabulous Commodore Ballroom on Granville Street. In 1972, here, Vancouver crowned its very first empress. And our city has crowned a new drag empress or emprix and a new drag emperor every year since then. The various empires of the imperial court system are spread all across North America. It is one of the largest queer organizations in the world. Canada's first court was established in 1971 by a man named Ted North. He fought valiantly to end the criminalization of homosexuality, and he even faced a backlash within the queer community from some who were opposed to his feminine persona. Within the imperial court, he was recognized as the Empress of Canada. It was a title that even our Prime Minister acknowledged when Pierre Elliott Trudeau called Ted North and addressed him as Your Majesty. Ted North was the Empress of Canada for 50 years until he passed away in 2014. And just recently, a West End laneway was named for him to honor his courageous struggle. It's a laneway we visit on the Really Gay History Tour every Sunday at 2 p.m. and every day of the week during Pride. You can find out more at forbiddenvancouver.ca.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Jeremy Dutcher and a track called Honor Song. And prior to that, you heard something from Zebulon with a track called Whispers. And this is taken from a Time Limits EP that came out in 2017. And that was my short segment on Indigenous LGBTQIA2S artists. And hope everyone's having a really great Pride long weekend. So definitely check out some of the other stuff going on around town. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And I do believe there's going to be a lot more features coming up over the next few days. So once again, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and up next, we're going to move into some pretty loud, hardcore, and punk-sounding stuff in the next little bit. And up next, you can hear something from a group called Bad Breeding, and they have an album out called Exiled, and these guys are based out of Stevenage, UK. You can check it out at badbreeding.bandcamp.com. The track that you're going to hear is something called The Breaking Wheel is the name of the track, I do believe, that I had queued up. Yeah, and that's, once again, that's Bad Breeding. And they're out on a record label called Iron Lung Records. And then after that, you're going to hear something from a group called Martyrdod. They have an album that came out in 2017, just a few months ago. It's out on Southern Lord Records. They're a pretty long-time D-beat punk band out of Sweden. They've been around for pretty long, and they have a pretty cult following. I think they've been on the Southern Lord label for a while. But anyways, this new album called Hex Hammerin came out on Southern Lord Records. So we'll hear these two artists, then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a group called Bad Breeding. This track is called Breaking Wheel.
Inside, crowd sets the trend, stand the fight.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And that was, that was Martyr Dodd with a track called Cashless Society off the Hex Hammerin album. And before that, Bad Breeding with a track called Breaking Wheel off the Exiled album. And Martyr Dodd are out on Southern Lord Records, and Bad Breeding is based out of UK, and I think their album came out on a record label called, let me see what I have. Sorry, should I wrote this down? Oh, it's out on the Iron Lung record label. And yeah, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, you're going to hear another Swedish band, Martyr Dodd, are based out of Sweden, as well as the next band, who is a pretty well-known, for the D-beat sound that they've kind of pioneered. And they're a group called Anti-Simex, and they have an album that came out in 1990 called Absolute Country of Sweden. You're going to hear a track of it called Wheel of Life. After Anti-Simex, you're going to hear a group called Cyberplasm, making some pretty interesting stuff. They're based out of Olympia, Washington, and they've got a new album out called Psychic Hologram LP. And you're going to hear a track off of it. What do they have queued up? I do believe a track called Nihilist Dictator. I think the track is called Free the Body is what I had queued up. I had a rough playlist going. But anyways, you're going to hear something from Cyberplasm. Pretty interesting stuff. Check it out at, I think it's out on the Iron Lung record label. They have some pretty interesting punk, but it has just really interesting sci-fi kind of elements with some pretty interesting electronics. Really, really cool stuff. And once again, that's Cyberplasm. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Anti-Simex.
Don't leave.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Cyberplasm with a track off the Psychic Hologram album. That was a track called Free the Body. And they are based out of Olympia, Washington. And really, really cool stuff. It's out on the Iron Lung record label. Prior to that, you heard something from a classic D-Beat album, and that's something from Anti-Simex, the 1990 album called Absolute Country of Sweden. You heard a track off of it called Wheel of Life. And you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So now we're going to move into a little bit more electronic and experimental territory. And up next, you're going to hear some a really interesting collaboration between a underground electronic artist as well as a longtime singer-songwriter. I should say singer-songwriter. But anyways, it's Not Waving as well as Mark Lanigan, also known as the guy behind Screaming Trees. If you're not familiar, Not Waving's a pretty interesting electronic artist who has put out stuff on the Diagonal record label. I have put out some of his, or I've played some of his stuff over the past few years. But anyways, pretty interesting collaboration. The album is kind of an experimental, dark electronic album with some really very strange vocal styles. But he doesn't actually go under the name Mark Lanigan. It's actually Not Waving and Dark Mark. So you're going to hear a track off of that. And then after that, we're going to hear something from an artist known as Clark. And I think we'll... Still trying to figure out what track I had queued up. I hadn't quite written it down. But anyways, you're going to hear a track off the Not Waving and Mark Lanigan collaboration. You'll hear a track called Burned Out Babylon. And then after that, an electronic artist named Clark. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Not Waving and Dark Mark.
This is my home, my own invention. This is my jail, my own invention. It's in the city, tell me. 'Cause there's no salvation. I see a form as something. I've seen the ghost, a wilderness of memory. It's memory I fear the most. Yeah. I can see you, son, standing up on the wall. Flooding has begun, and it's gonna take us all. Fire to scorch the earth, I saw it in a vision. The full narcotic scope, that razor cut me to the bone. I'm technically television, I'm waiting for Babylon. Waiting for Babylon. Waiting for Babylon. Oh,
31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Do sit down.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
And that was something from Clark off the Curie's Variations album. That was a track called Curie's Glee. And that's out on Throttle Records. And that's the work of an artist named Chris Clark, who's been around for a while, putting out a few albums here and there. I do believe I played some previous stuff from Clark, if I'm not mistaken. But I could be wrong. That's new stuff by Clark. Prior to that, you heard something from Not Waving and Dark Mark. The track was called Burnout Babylon. It's taken from the Downwelling album that just came out. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And I'll be back next week with some more great music. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of electronic artists, the first of which is an artist named Dorian Concept. And he's got a new 7-inch out called Toothbrush, backed with Booth Thrust. And you can hear the toothbrush side of it. And after Dorian, I do believe that he's actually based out of Vienna, making some pretty interesting experimental artists, and has put out stuff on the Brain Feeder record label, which is a Flying Lotus's record label imprint. So yeah, after Dorian Concept, you're going to hear something from Ollie Excel and a new album that just came out. And let me see when it actually came out. Anyways, you're going to hear a track of it called Hesitate, featuring an artist named Echo 2K, and this is an album called Rogue Intruder / Soul Enhancer. And yeah, once again, that's new stuff from Ollie XL. And this is an artist that was featured on the Pan Mono No Aware compilation that came out a few years ago that had tons of plays. That was a really, really amazing compilation. But once again, that's Ollie XL out on the Bloom record label. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Dorian Concept. This track is called Toothbrush. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Vancouver, British Columbia.